measles in more than a dozen states.
Our fear is, is this outbreak going to grow?
New trouble for Suge Knight.
He has been arrested and charged with murder.
A telemarketer calls a woman fighting for her life.
I feel like it was almost like divine intervention.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Nearly 100 cases in 14 states. The measles outbreak has parents and doctors concerned and angry debate spreading about vaccinations. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnano.
In this battle to halt a surging outbreak, the primary target is the unvaccinated.
California is in the midst of the largest outbreak of measles in over 20 years.
Kaiser Permanente is using robocalls. South Dakota threats. If a school gets a case, unprotected kids have to stay home for 3 weeks.
If one of our students were to be diagnosed, we'd need to act pretty quickly.
To protect his patients, L.A. pediatrician Dr. Charles Goodman won't treat unvaccinated children.
If someone with measles comes in, they're all going to get it.
Carl Crawitt's 6-year-old son has leukemia, can't get the shots, and could die from the measles.
We rely on the people that can be immunized to be immunized to protect the rest of the population.
Steve?
Well, CBS's Dr. Holly Phillips joins us. Holly, how contagious is the measles?
The measles is incredibly, incredibly contagious. In fact, that's one of the reasons that this outbreak has us so worried. If you are unvaccinated and you're in close contact with someone who has the virus, there's a 90% transmission rate.
If you're older, perhaps, and you're not sure if you've been vaccinated, what should you do?
You know, if you've been born before 1957, you're considered immune because there was so much measles circulating at that time that you've likely been exposed. For people born after that time, you probably got it. But if you're not sure, you can pop into your doctor. They can do a quick blood test to test your immunity and see if, in fact, you have been vaccinated.
Dr. Holly Phillips, thanks. Now to Southern California, where rap mogul Suge Knight has been arrested on murder charges. Bail's been set at $2 million. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio.
He apparently got into a discussion or an argument with two men, backed up a red pickup truck that they believed belonged to him, and ran over those two men, then left the scene.
One of those men died. Knight's attorney called it accidental and said he was fleeing attackers. Mitt Romney speaks to supporters in about 3 hours. CBS News political director John Dickerson says sources believe he may have made up his mind about a possible run for president in 2016. Romney was the Republican nominee in 2012 and also ran in 2008. Well, the Senate's joined the House in passing a Keystone XL pipeline bill, but the margin's not enough to override an expected presidential veto.
North Dakota Republican John Hoeven says he's already working with the House to produce a final pipeline bill and get it to the president.
I hope the president will join with us now in a bipartisan way and sign this legislation.
The president has said he'll veto the bill, and Nebraska farmer Art Tandarep, who could lose some of his property if the pipeline is built, is hopeful Mr. Obama will go further.
I really feel, based on what he's been saying in the last couple months, that he's going to reject it.
The Sierra Club says the bill puts polluters ahead of the American public. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
The Taliban claim responsibility for an attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. A gunman shot and killed three American contractors and an Afghan man. Jordan and Japan report no new word from ISIS on the fate of their two hostages. The terrorists demanded the release of an Iraqi woman held in Jordan. Reporter Dale Gavlak in Amman says officials want to be sure the Jordanian pilot has not been killed.
There has been no mention of any proof of life so far, and that has been the key demand by Jordan in order to release Sajidah Rishawi, who is the Iraqi terrorist that is in their jail.
Here at home in Las Vegas, a telemarketer placed a call to an Oregon woman ready to make her sales pitch. Then she heard this on the other end. Others at the office got on the line to try to help.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Supervisor Tina Garcia said it sounded like she was fending off an attacker.
It was very, very frightening. That young lady was helpless. You could actually hear the blows as if he was hitting a punching bag, and she was terrified.
The telemarketers called police. The woman survived. Her ex-boyfriend is under arrest. Deflated footballs, Marshawn Lynch's unwillingness to talk. It's all been part of the run-up to the Super Bowl. The storylines will fade Sunday when the Seahawks and Patriots square off. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
With 2 days to go before the big game, the fans are arriving here in the Phoenix area.
Who do you think's going to win? The Hawks!
Seahawks!
At this point, there seems to be more Seattle fans, but there are plenty of Patriots supporters as well.
Patriots are going to win big.
The oddsmakers say these two teams are very evenly matched, and the Vegas bookmakers are listing the game as nearly dead even. For the Patriot fans, there is some concern about the health of quarterback Tom Brady. He has been battling a cold, but doesn't seem worried.
I'm glad it happened early in the week, and I expect to be 100% on Sunday.
As for the halftime show...
So let's get her out here. Katy Perry.
Singer Katy Perry made a promise yesterday.
Nothing in my performance will be deflated.
Then, of course, there are those Super Bowl commercials, which this year have a price tag of around $4.5 million for each 30-second spot. Here's correspondent Peter King.
Many of Sunday's ads will be touching rather than edgy. MediaPost.com's Barbara Lippert.
Budweiser is back, and since it had such a huge hit last year with that sentimental puppy ad, they're going to be doing more of that.
But another spot about a lost puppy turned out to be a real dog.
GoDaddy had an ad that made fun of the Budweiser puppy and showed it going off to be sold.
It's Buddy! I'm so glad you made it home!
Because I just sold you on this website I built with GoDaddy.
Ship him out!
And there was so much outrage that they had to pull it.
Proving that in some cases, that dog won't hunt.
Rod McKuen is one of the best-selling poets in history and an Oscar-nominated songwriter. McKuen has died at 81. He was called the King of Kitsch, publicly very popular, but critically panned. Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine.
It was a much sweeter kind of poetry. It was something that really spoke to, some of the more utopian aspects of what the 60s were about.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
And he wrote that chart topper for Terry Jacks in 1974. One record down, one to go for two men in a helium-filled balloon. They've been over the Pacific Ocean. They passed a distance mark yesterday and will smash a duration mark in a few hours. The Vatican's putting finishing touches on plans to help the homeless in and around St. Peter's Square.
Homeless people will not only be able to shower, but also get haircuts right in St. Peter's Square. The Vatican says this is in line with the Pope's concern for the city's poorest and most vulnerable. Public restrooms across the city have been closed due to vandalism and poor upkeep, so the homeless have been using public drinking fountains to wash. The Vatican says giving people their dignity is the first step into giving them acceptance in society. Catherine Arms for CBS News, Rome.
Reports say Intuit, the maker of TurboTax software, is backtracking on changes that force some customers to pay more this year for certain kinds of tax filings. Users complained and rebates are being offered to people who paid for upgrades. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.